Eric, how's it going? Good.
So tell me real quick, where did this whole idea come from?
It was a summer vacation that kind of run amok. I wanted to put the kids in a motorhome and tour the country, and one thing led to the next, and all of a sudden it was 50 marathons in 50 states in 50 days.
Okay. How's it been going so far? Is this 22?
It's been good. I mean, my body feels strong. I feel like my muscles are taking the load, and I'm getting stronger with each marathon. I've just had a cold, kind of this ongoing cold, and I think it's just because I've been in different climates. I mean, 100 degrees in Arizona, 40 degrees in Alaska the next day. So I think that's to be expected.
And how do you cope with that? What's your, I mean, real quickly, your training diet regimen, can you break it down?
Well, I've been working with Chris Carmichael, who's Lance Armstrong's personal coach and trainer. He's also my personal coach and trainer. So he has me on a very specific diet of about 50% of my calories from carbs, 30% from protein, and 20% from fat. I'm eating about 5,000 to 6,000 calories a day, and it's primarily all natural and organic food. So it's we've kind of stayed on that routine, and it's working well.
And what's like the daily routine? Like, what are you going to go do after this?
Sit in a bus, baby. Yeah. It's all moving so fast. I mean, I'd love to get a massage and you know, take a bath, but no, we got to get off to the next date. So it's just, sign everyone's books, pack it up, and away we go.
And so why are you doing this? What's the message you're hoping to get across?
Well, I'm trying to issue a wake-up call to this country that we need to reclaim our health, that we've really let our state of fitness slip. Obesity's at epidemic proportions right now. I mean, a third of our youth, that's 25 million of our young people, are either overweight or obese. And to me, that's a horrible statistic that we need to turn around immediately. And what I'm trying to do is to reach out to as many people as possible and say, exercise and fitness can be a fun and rewarding part of your life. And if you don't have your health, you really don't have anything.
What's your favorite part of doing this, and what's your least favorite part?
The people. I would say without a doubt the people I've met along the way and the stories I've heard have been my absolute favorite. The worst part is that I got to sleep. You know, I've been averaging about 4 hours of sleep a night, and I don't want to sleep for 50 days. I'm having such a ball and meeting so many great people. So if I could just figure out a way not to sleep and still feel rejuvenated, I wouldn't.
Can you kind of explain to me real quickly your approach to running and how that maybe that carries over into your approach to life?
Well, you know, I just put one foot in front of the other and just take every day as it comes. And people say, you know, how are you going to get to the end of 50 marathons? And I don't think that way. I just think I'll just start tomorrow's marathon. I'll put one foot in front of the other, enjoy the experience, be in the moment, enjoy the moment. And hopefully on November 5th, I'll be done with 50 marathons.
What are you going to do on November 6th?
Have a beer and a pizza.
Okay. Great. Let's see. And just real quick, how did you get into distance running?
You know, I started running home from kindergarten when I was a little kid. So I loved running, and then I ran 30 miles on my 30th birthday and just kept going from there.
You going to be doing anything else like this next year or in the near future?
I might have some things planned. Yeah, I'm going to see how I feel at the end of 50 marathons, but I'm having such a great time. I might not end at 50. I'll just leave it at that. I might keep going. Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
The people again. I want to say that all along I didn't want this to be about me, about one guy trying to prove something. I wanted it to be a bunch of people uniting together and sharing in this experience. And it's been so rewarding to have 30 runners by my side here in Albuquerque. And I really throw it back at them and say they are the inspiration to me.